King long and deep. Martin one out. He'd love this one-on-one situation with Joseph. Did well, Joseph. Martin butters up for a second on round the body. Great stuff. What a one-on-one player he is.
Yes, a bit different to start the podcast today on the Kenwick Cricket Club podcast. Really just getting some BT commentary going. Bit exciting, bit different. I hope you enjoyed it. Welcome to the Kenwick Cricket Club podcast. And a huge guest in the studio today, as usual. My co-host isn't here, but we do have a very special guest co-host, Sean Ingram. Welcome back.
Hey, Matty. Good to be back. This is becoming a regular thing, I think.
I think you've been two of the last three now.
Yeah. Don't know what's going on with Kemp, but...
Now, do you want to introduce our guest?
Our guest is non-existent. We don't have one.
We don't have one. It's just me and you today.
We had a lot of people contact us, and none really had that caliber.
Yeah,
if you know what I'm saying.
They went up to the standard we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we introduced BT to start it, because everyone would have been a bit confused. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Big fan of the show.
He is a big fan of the show. Message me.
Mm-hmm.
Loves his cricket. Especially his Kenwick cricket.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big round of cricket for the Kenwick Cricket Club. Which grade do we want to start with this week, do you reckon?
Should we mix it up? Should we get B's?
Let's get that out of the way real quick. Matt played.
They did.
Against Willerton.
But they didn't play well, did they, Matt?
What happened? They did for half the game. Batted real well. Probably
talk us through it.
Of our better batting performances of the year.
Right.
Smitty and Connor Breed opened the batting, got us off to a fairly reasonable start.
Mm-hmm.
Callan, the young fella, came in at three, got a duck, but he was there.
He's learning.
Mm-hmm. Colby Shocker, comes back to play with the big dogs, can't hack it.
Yeah. Probably. Seems to be a common occurrence, all these so-called big dogs in quotation marks, coming down and doing sweet fuck all.
James Goldfinch, first game in a decade, just peels off 46 and says he felt a bit scratchy.
Wow. That must be nice.
Tomo with 15 at the back end.
Mm-hmm.
The Bear came in with a nifty six not out.
Mm-hmm.
And we end up with 164, which we were very, very happy with. Thought that was very winnable.
Again, you're left stranded. Oh, no, you ran out of overs.
I was left stranded, enough time.
Yeah, exactly.
Willerton, they got the runs.
Mm-hmm.
Boz bowled reasonably well. I thought I bowled okay, the Bear bowled okay. Colby bowled really well.
That's good.
But unfortunately, we lost, and we'll leave it at that. Let's jump into sixth grade.
Yeah, right. Let's jump into sixth grade. Yeah, so we had a decent day. Not our best, but we aren't batting.
You recovered a bit from 5 for 50.
Yeah, we did. So we started pretty well, almost getting to drinks, none down, probably like 1 for 38, I think we were. And Aman Canyon and Kanul Panchal doing their jobs at the start, just chewing up a bit of time, showing off that new ball. Aman 18, Kanul 12, and then we had a bit of a collapse after drinks, losing Jax, Dinny and Pat for all scores under 5. They ended up being 5 for 50, and then the two big dogs, Anthony Fudrick and Karan Thakur, come in, just built a really handy partnership at a decent click as well, throwing caution to the wind, just playing their shots, and that got us 5 for 50 to 5 to 90. And we were sitting there, the whole team, pretty stressed, thinking, oh no, we're going to have to bowl real well next week. And then sort of as we're stressing, talking about it, we're going, actually, boys, we're 5 for 90 now. Like, we're going to make a good score. Then we lost those two soon after, and the tail wagged a bit, and then we were able to get up to 148.
Speaking of the tail wagging, you were 17 off 50.
Yeah, mate. Felt all right. Pretty good. Yeah. Not a bad day.
I'd like you to bat that amount of time without playing aggressively.
Some guys would know who played fourth grade. Old BJ, Brendan Jones, really just darts in, puts it in that spot. There are a lot of balls where I was trying to be cautious, trying to hit, just placing a lot in the cover region, just couldn't get anything past, so yeah, hence the dots.
Very nice. One Day Fs, they're on the winners list, they're back.
Yeah, huge win against Coburn. It's always good to get a win over Coburn, isn't it?
Bowled pretty well. Tanuj was 2 for 29, picked up the first two wickets from Ad, 2 for 7 early on. Dalton King, 1 for 15. Noah Hewitt, 3 for 29, leading the F's wicket.
Oh.
And Raj Kashal Sabidi with his first wicket for the club, 1 for 10 or 3.5.
Good for Sabidi.
Yeah.
The Beads man.
125, what they made, apparently a few contentious decisions by Coburn. They reckon they should have kept them to a lot less.
Mm. What are you doing, Coburn?
So a little worrying there, but nonetheless, 125, which they would have thought they could chase. A decent start with Caleb and Noah getting off to a good start. Caleb hitting his first ever senior six.
Huge.
Yeah, made 18 off
13. That's a little surprising. Thought he would have hit a few by now.
Well, it's only his third senior.
Oh, really?
Game,
oh, so good on him.
18 off 13, hit a four as
first
well.
First of many to come, I think.
I would say so. Noah Hewitt, 19 off 47. Dalton King batting at 359 off 37. And they were absolutely cruising when they were sitting at 2 for 110. Next minute, they were 8 for 128.
Wow.
And Jack Mills said, lads, I'm going to strap the pads on. I'm going to get us home. 8 not out of 35. Just really did the job, didn't he?
I can imagine Millsy aggressively chucking the pads on when they were collapsing, just saying, boys, I really have to. Do I have to save the team again? I do it every week with the ball, and I have to do it with the bat. He says, lads, get on my shoulders, and I'll carry us.
So they did scrape over the line, fortunately, for them. And let's see what that does to them on the ladder. Does it provide any sniff? How is this even possible? Four wins to Kenwick, two wins to Coburn,
what
and Coburn still remain 4 points ahead. Now, I know we had that game where we had the points taken off us. Surely we have to go into Mike Hooton and see if we've made a mistake here. Sure. How are they not above Coburn?
Typical
now?
Coburn agenda. SMC agenda, putting Coburn where they like.
I'm just surprised. I think
that surely there must be a mistake.
We'd have to
unless Coburn had two extremely big wins,
and maybe without a loss where they made 270 and the other team were just too good.
Obviously.
You just never know. Let's jump into fourth grade. Do you want to take us through that, Shul?
Sure, if I just get up the scores now. Obviously, Coburn being carried by one M. Blinko.
Well, Coburn got off to a very good start as
well. Yeah, I think they were, 1 for 66 or 0 for 66. And then we started to crumble. Came back nicely, got them 4 for 105. 5 for 131, then they slowly started to go. And then obviously the last wicket pair put on about 30-odd. That always kills you a bit. But 168, pretty decent, probably par score at a ground like that. And Kemet going into about 1 for 40. And let's just go through the bowling at this point. Not much going on. Pinto 1 for 42 off 12. Sheehan 0 for 20 off 7. Angat 2 for 30 off 8.3. And Stephen Kemp 0 for 25 off 5. And the big dog, Ian Archibald, 5 for 50 off 18 overs.
Well,
look, really just doing it once again.
Yeah, doing it himself. Now, I did go and delve into the one-day S ladder and do a bit of research.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the two games where we forfeited, which we got 0 points for instead of a couple points for batting.
Right.
And then we had the win, which we had taken off us, which still lists as a win on the ladder. We had all the points taken. So that was three games of 0 points. So let's say that's probably another 13 points we miss out on. So that's probably why.
Yeah, okay.
Unfortunately. So sorry we bagged you out, SNCA and my cricket, and we're sorry. We apologise.
Yeah, and Matt apologises for that one. Yeah, so what are your thoughts? Ian just keeps doing the business.
He
keeps going.
Like you say, though, get your foot to the ball.
Yeah, get to the pitch of it. Obviously, a few silly shots there, and he's getting wickets now, but I expect him to crumble.
Yep. 28 wickets for the year as well.
Oh,
we're right on his tail, me and you, and then he just goes, oh,
yep,
I'll just escape this little
He was taking easy, goes like, oh, just get off my shoes, boys, and just climbs up the ladder again.
And then Kenwick, I think they're 1 for 40 overnight. Tyler Seiger on a little bit more than zero, as it says in my cricket. There's been a bit of an iPad stuff-up.
Yeah, so I wonder what he is on. But also Stephen Kemp, Night Watchman extraordinaire, 11 off 56, and two fours as well.
Very handy. Where do you think he hit them? What do you reckon?
Oh, definitely
I'm going one through slip and one to fine leg with no fine leg in.
Oh, I reckon one through slip, and I reckon he got tempted by one floater, and he actually hit a cover drive.
A cover drive?
Because he hits a cover drive before one in every 50 balls, probably on average, and he faced 56 there. So
I reckon he's more a mid-off man than cover drive.
Oh, yeah, maybe. He's pretty good towards the leg side.
He loves the fine leg region. All right, well, let's jump into our votes. Actually, let's talk about the juniors very quickly.
Yes, back this week.
The under-11s played last week.
How'd they go?
I reckon it was probably their best performance of the year.
That's good.
They did lose, but I thought overall they were very good. They only had five, which, no offence to anyone else in the team, probably helped them because they had probably their best five, so they got to bat more balls and such.
That's good.
8 for 74, batting first, Mills Park. I think we made probably, it would have been 54, and then you get 20. You get 4 runs per wicket you take. So we took 5 wickets bowling second, yeah, okay. So we end up with 74.
Mm-hmm.
Rocco made 12 off 24. His top score ever. Cade with 7 off 24. Ollie with 5 off 24. Marley with 3 off 24. And Dhruv Kapoor with 3 off 24. So, yeah, getting
pretty good. Getting everyone pretty good score there. Everyone batting a bit of time, facing a few balls. Good for their development.
You do have to bat those balls. So.
Still, it's good they're facing those balls.
In terms of the bowling, Cade Thompson got 1 wicket, 1 for 28, and a run out. Oh. And then Dhruv Kapoor got 1 for 25 and a run out.
Classic
Cade ended up with... Cade actually got 2 run outs and a wicket. Cade also bowled a ball that hit the grass and then ricocheted back into the stumps.
Mm-hmm.
And I got abused by our parents for calling a no ball. As I should.
As you should.
If you're listening, Catherine, it was a no ball. It landed on the grass.
Did not.
Heard about it all night. I'll hear about it on Saturday.
Does no one understand the rules of cricket?
Oh, they're just angry. They think I robbed Cade of a wicket.
That happened in 6th grade, actually. So the spinner came on right before tea, I think,
yep.
And Crichton and Foods were still batting. And apparently what happened, it hit the grass, then went into a stump, and Crichton just left it. But all I've seen is, like, I've just looked up, and the stumps are in the ground, and Crichton has his bat up. I'm like, oh, fuck, how do you leave it to this crab? And no one's celebrating. I'm like, what happened? Everyone's like, oh, no ball. I'm like,
whew. Having a look at the other ladders, because we only really looked at the S ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Coburn sitting on top. You've set him, is it 148?
For sixes?
Yeah.
Yeah, 148.
Yeah, so look, if you can bowl well and defend that, you could jump into the four. Leeming sitting in fourth. How did Leeming go?
Leeming did pretty well. They bowled out Cannington for 113, but Cannington do have the top 2 leading wicket takers by a mile, okay. So they're quite a good bowling team. So
okay, so you never know.
It's all pretty close between those top 6 teams, to be honest. It's just Willerton and Kleiner that haven't really done well, but even Bigden, I feel, they have a hard run home, and looks like they're going to do pretty well against Kelmscott, which isn't good for us.
Well, Kelmscott got number 23 in reply, though.
Yeah, it's a good start from them. So they have a pretty decent batting team. So we'll see how they go.
Fourth grade ladder. If Kenwick were to win this today, I believe they'll jump into first.
Yeah, and probably secure that top 2 spot. You'd think, depending on how Kwinana are doing.
You'd think
maybe.
So. Which,
well, Kwinana are chasing 253, so that looks unlikely.
And then in the B's, opportunity missed for us because Cannington lost, and we could have really been probably a couple points out, but. I guess if we win this week, we'll see what happens.
Where are you now, 7-8? Oh, you guys are still thereabouts, very close.
Yeah, just an opportunity missed, unfortunately. A lot of work to do, but we'll see what happens. All right, let's jump into the votes, Sean. Cool. Do you have any honourable mentions before we do our number one?
I do have a couple. One for Karan. Really came in a tough situation at 25 or 50. Just kept the strike ticking over. Decent performance. Also, Aman thought he opened the batting really well, looked really good, and just sort of got trapped on the crease just before the first break. And also Dalton didn't make the vote. Really good performance, keeps doing it, but brother, do it in a higher grade. He's an extremely good cricketer, and he's not going to vote for me if he's going to keep doing that in the F's.
Honourable mentions from me. I went Dalts as well. Very good again. Took 1 for, made 50, won him the game. Very handy. Also gave an honourable mention to yourself for your 17. Very gritty.
Thank you.
50 balls. Karan as well. Aman, even Kanal batting a lot of time there.
Yeah, so, definitely. All those guys.
Yeah, very good effort from those lads. Who got your one vote?
My one vote was Noah Hewitt.
Yep.
I thought he did really well. 3 for, and as a 15-year-old, 3 for, and I believe it was like 19 opening the batting. Just really taking up at it. Not chasing a huge total. Did his job. Took the wickets. Yeah. What about you?
One vote I went was Foods. Came when you guys were in a little bit of trouble and got 35 or something like that.
Yeah.
Did a very good job to sort of get you guys out of a hole. So I gave him the one vote. Who got your two?
My two went to Foods. Yeah. Okay, same reason, nice. Pretty much, yeah.
And my two went to Noah.
Oh, there we go. So slightly differing, but yeah.
But the same.
Close enough.
Your three votes?
I reckon we have the same 5, to be honest. Oh. My 3 went to Dil Borat.
Me as well.
Well, we can both go about it. Yeah. Debut for the club, you were there. But 4 fours are really hard to get.
Yeah.
And on debut, when your team's under pressure, did his role really well.
Yeah, so. Bowled a few too many wides at times, but his best balls were very good, and I think he's... Obi sticks around because he'd be very, very handy. Has a bit of pace, moves the ball. It's hard to play when he puts it in a good spot. So, yeah, I'll... Yeah, very well played from Dylan Borrett. Yeah. Gets my three votes.
Who's got your four?
Four votes went to Jim Goldfinch.
Same with me.
Batted really well, took a catch, and told me he'd be around for the rest of the year. So it's very exciting. That man looks very classy, and I think we both know who the five votes are.
Yeah, I just want to say Finchy, great effort. Hadn't played for how long?
Like 10 years.
Yeah, that's insane to come out and do that and to say he felt a bit scratchy. Yeah,
I wish I could make scratchy 46s.
Mm. And five votes, obviously, I was going to give it to someone, but I went back and listened to the podcast earlier, and I remember you, the rules were made for the first round that you actually can't give votes to yourself.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So despite me carrying the tail of the sixth grade and really getting the boys up and about, I can't be there, so I guess the next best option is...
Tomo with his 15 and Brucey. Really good catch at
Slip. Congratulations, yeah, Brucey.
Well done, Brucey. Yeah. No, and we go to Ian, of course.
Yeah, Ian.
He bowled well, 5 for 50.
But
bit expensive.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just off the top, like, I'm trying to think, last time I bowled 18 overs, when did I do that? I think it was last week, I only got hit for 15. So when you, to be at that standard, I guess you can get the wickets, you just have to really can't leak those runs, but
you know,
that's
all
right.
You know, if you leak those wickets last week, let's say you take 5 for 50 last week, you guys lose.
We do lose.
Yeah.
So. And that's why I'm a team man. But we can let Ian be selfish, that's all right. No, all right, we'll stop.
Sorry, Ian.
Very good performance. And that's all I'll say.
No, well bowled, Andrew.
But he did send me this today. I told him I was doing the podcast. Yeah. He replies to me and goes, "Oh, cheeky, I'll be expecting five votes, and if I don't, I'll murder you because I know where you live." And can you please confirm the message by just looking at that? And we'll put that on our socials so everyone
I'll
can
be
see
expecting
it.
That is true.
And is that Ian in the Snapchat?
Yes, it is. And that's definitely his chair as well. I'd know it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So, we'll put that on our socials so everyone can see. And but congratulations, Ian, nonetheless.
10 votes to Ian. Who knows where that puts him on the leaderboard?
I think it's going to be very close this year.
I can't pick who'd be at the top. I don't know.
Idea.
But who do you think?
No idea.
Rav got off to a good start. Chatty's got a few.
Rav and Ian, probably Chatty, actually. He would have got, because you get 10. And you're there pretty much. Even I feel like Ian got a 10 maybe earlier in the year as well.
I think I'm a bit of a dark horse. I know he's played lower grades. Dalton.
Yeah.
I think he's wrapped. Would have got
but he also,
in sixth grade.
Yeah, he would have got at least. I reckon he got 10 one week in sixth grade.
And he got 10 votes the last time you were on the podcast.
Yeah. So he'd be up there. Even like Noah, he's gotten a few, but probably only ones and twos. He's been consistent. Yeah. But yeah, Chatty, all those guys who are pretty regular.
Yeah. Has Pinto got a few, maybe?
He would have got a 10, maybe. Yeah. Kemp, would he got a 10?
But nah, I think that's it's too hard for Kemp because he can't give votes to himself.
True. I think he might, because he only got 4 the week he took 6, because he was also a host and Chatty got the 100 the same week.
Yeah.
See, that's why you love it. It's like the Brownlow, you just can't pick it. Last year was probably easy to pick the top two, roughly.
Oh, yeah, you knew it was between Rav and Ian. This year seems a little bit more open. Mysterious. You would have got a few votes. I don't think you'd be winning it, but I think you'd...
No, maybe thereabouts. I think I've been relatively consistent with the Donnie's twos
had
and threes.
A few.
Donnie has had a few. Last week you polled very well.
I got in big trouble for giving him five votes.
One day bias, I say.
One day bullshit.
Oh.
I'll fight someone.
We love a bit of one day banter on the
Let's
podcast
as well.
Let's have
a look at who the F's and B's have this week. One day B's are going to roll this down Carrigallon, so grab your passport.
Not even the good place, fucking Carrigallon.
I mean, look, it's a fast outfield at Carrigallon. Yeah. At least there's some nice shady trees. Won't be taking the cordial this week because I have to trek it across a bloody highway to try and get it bloody filled up.
Everyone, I remember that. Everyone at B's bring their own shit this week.
Yeah, maybe I'll just say that. Maybe I'll just say, lads, bring your own drinks.
Trust me, I think this week, I'll bring water as well. If any sixth graders listening, I'll bring water as well. But I'm getting real sick of us getting water bottles and finding 20 half-filled water bottles by the end of the day.
Fuck.
That's really annoying me. So I think either I'm going to go to the 48 mini bottles that people can just, lads, you get it, down it, chuck it away. Yeah. Or everyone just bring their own water.
Yeah, mate, I might do that as well. I might go, lads, I'm not bringing anything. Bring your own drinks. It's not that hard, right?
Oh, no, I think people are just used to it. People know to bring their own drinks, they'll be fine with it. So,
so but we're just at Carrigallon.
Like, there's something about playing cricket on a hot day, but sometimes you get those hot days and you have to go to a hot place.
Yeah,
that's you know true. What I mean, if that makes sense.
Let's give some tips for this round in the Bees. Let's go through all the games. Yeah. Willetton and Hilton at Centenary Oval. Willetton have started the year.
Are we on all the Bees games?
Yeah, we'll go through all the Fs.
Yeah, all right, let's do that. Why not?
So Willetton have had a good start to the year in 2023. They're not making the finals. They might think they're on a run and going to make the finals. That's not happening.
Nah, get out of
town. They're a bit too far back, I think. Look, credit to them. They've won their first two back. Hilton are a good side, though. I think Hilton will probably find a way to win that one.
Yeah, I'm backing in Hilton.
And Amedeo Goncalves, he's dominating in one-day Bees, let me tell you, for Hilton. So he's doing extremely well. Thornley and Kwinana, that'll be a good little game. Good little game of cricket. Thornley sitting in third, Kwinana sitting in sixth. But Kwinana, they're not that bad. They're pretty competitive. It was a high-scoring game for Kwinana. Last week, they versed Tamil. Tamil made 6 for 252, and then Kwinana responds with 203. I'm calling an upset. I'm going to go Kwinana.
I'm going to go a draw.
A draw?
Yep,
a tie?
I'm going to go a draw, a tie. Wow. Yep.
Perth, Tamil, and Cannington, well, really need Tamil to get the job done here, so I'm backing in Tamil.
Yeah, I'm backing in Tamil as well.
And then Kenwick, Rollystone. I'm going to back in Kenwick. I think we'll get it done.
I'd like to think so. I'm backing in Kemmick as well.
Good call. One day, so let's have a quick look at them. We'll go through all the games again. Hilton, Bigden and Thornley.
Let's rush through these. Let's just give our tip, I reckon.
They're second and third.
I'm going Thornley. Thornley away, strong.
All right. Thornley. Let's go Thornley.
Phoenix and Tamil. I have a soft spot for Tamil, Ranford Road. Represent.
Nice Canning Vale lads.
Go on, yeah. But I also drove past Anning Park on the way here, so I'm going to go Phoenix.
Oh, I'm going to go Tamil. I'm going to go Tamil. Coburn and Mannington. Mannington are pretty strong. Coburn lost to us last
Where's
week.
Where's so South Coogee Reserve?
I think that's that.
Is that the really small ground?
Yeah, where you didn't play but sort of played.
I'm going to go Coburn. They'll cheat their way to win somehow. So.
And Armadale and Rollystone. Rollystone, not the strongest in the S. I think Armadale will get the job done there.
Battle of the Hills.
Very much so.
Almost. Rollystone, why not?
And Kenwick and Kelmscott. Now, Kenwick only just lost to Kelmscott last time. Kelmscott in seventh. Do the Fs grab a back-to-back win?
I think so. I think they'll have another strong team this week, and I think Jack Mills is coming into a lot of form.
Jack Mills is having a good year.
He is just each game. He's getting better.
He is.
He's getting bigger and better.
So, yeah, we're back in Kenwick there, and maybe they win their last five and scrape into the four, and there's a drug scandal as well.
Let's hope so.
Yep.
And obviously for the sixes and fours, they're halfway through their game, so I don't have to pick for them. But
we could. Should we?
No. Should we have a look at the one-day final coming up this weekend? Or do you want to do something else first?
I don't. Look, it's a game. It's a Sunday game. It's not real cricket, so whatever happens.
Yeah, any cricket playing on a Sunday isn't really... it's a bit yuck.
And I kid, of course. Yes, let's have a look at the one-day final. Cool. Big game. Played at Howland Park against the same team they're playing the day before, Coburn.
It didn't happen last year. Never mind.
It did happen a few years ago when you were the 12th man. They played Mannington at Mills 1 and then played them in the one-day final at Sutherland's the next day, which worked in Kenwick's favour because they won both games.
Yep.
I can reveal Sheehan, the captain, will be playing. So just an exclusive.
That's good.
That Sheehan will be playing. As much as I pushed for him to drop himself, he wouldn't agree to it. So he will be playing.
I guess we'll see how he does.
Look, if I don't want to bag at Sheehan. If Sheehan gets two ducks and Kenwick win and do well, I'm a happy man.
Should we announce the team on here? Because it'll come out tomorrow when the team's announced.
Yeah, right. Why not?
Do you want to get it up? Yeah, I can get it up.
All right. So anyway, it's at Enright Park. If you don't know, it has power lines there. So if the ball hits the power line, it's a dead ball, which is what it should be in the Big Bash at Marvel, by the way.
And I like Marvel.
Six of it's the roof.
Yeah, it's cool.
Straight from the air.
If you can hit it that high, you deserve a six. Some would say Powerline Park. If you hit the Powerline, you deserve a six. And I'm not saying that just because last game I might have hit the Powerline.
You did hit the Powerline and it would have gone for six.
What are you on for 12?
Now, do you have the team there? We know Shawn Mendes is captain. Who else is around him in that 11?
Let's just stall for a second while I get up the team. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm getting up the team.
I can tell you that next week on the podcast, there's rumours circulating that someone from that one-day final team might be coming on. I think if it's a win, he'll definitely be coming on.
Win, lose, or tie, I say.
We'll have to wait and see. And Kemp will be back, of course. Big thank you to our sponsors as well, Keegan & Co. Family Lawyers and Royalty Plumbing, Gas and Electrical.
A lot of people forget the & Co., but we don't. Keegan & Co. Remember
family
& Co.
Lawyers.
Yeah,
family. So if you have any family issues, like if you're having a separation, you don't know how your kid's going, call them up.
If you have an uncle that's stealing your cornflakes.
Yeah, whatever it is, family stuff.
That's a big thing actually at the moment. Yeah,
so. Yeah. Maybe we should get them on and ask them what's happening in the law world. Anyway, tell us about that fourth grade team for the one day final.
Okay, I'll list off. I assume this is rough batting order. At the top of your Angad, then Rav.
Yep.
Vep. Tyler, should I do last names as well?
I don't care.
I'll choose which ones I want to do last name. Raj. Colby.
Hang on, is that Raj Kishal Sabidi or Raj Kanaga?
Raj Kanaga.
Oh, cool.
Shehan Mendez.
Yep.
Richard Pinto. Renul.
Ranasinghe?
Yes.
Because his last name used to be Lakpora.
Yep.
So he has two identities. And look,
why did he change it?
Well, I don't really know. I just know that on my cricket, I used to get confused because his last name was Lakpora on my cricket. I used to play with him in like under 14s. I don't know. Ask him, man. Look, all I know is Renul has a habit of getting stuck in his garage and not arriving at games on time. So, Renul, if you're listening, make sure the garage door's up.
I don't understand that, but I'm going to save that when Renul comes on the podcast.
Which will never happen. No, it will happen very soon. He's been on once over the phone with Shehan once back in the first
year. Yeah, I
remember.
Yeah, when they were enjoying themselves a bit, and they thought they weren't. They told us they weren't enjoying themselves.
Look,
I'm
going to say it. We only have friends and family that listen to this. They sounded like they were high.
Yes. Yes.
Very much so. But apparently, they were shocked. They were like, nah. Like, wasn't.
They sounded extremely high.
It's like, you guys sound like you were on it.
They were halfway through a bag of Doritos. I might finish this team.
Maybe.
So, Renul, Stephen Kemp, and Ian Archibald. So, a very strong team. And sorry, 12th man Chatty and 13th man Sean Ingram and 14th man Matthew Arrowsmith.
Oh, cool. I mean, it's a bit strange, you know. You got Ian Archibald in there, the top wicket taker of the club. Speaks for itself, has to be there. The two people in second and third are sitting at this table and we didn't even get asked. I didn't.
Strange.
Did you get asked?
No. He just sort of announced the team and assumed I didn't have to be told I wasn't playing, so that's a bit.
Yeah, he just goes on. He said, lads, this is the team, and I just wasn't listed. So, yeah, so a bit strange. But I guess I'll go down and watch. I mean.
Oh, fine. I'll go down and drink 752 beers and abuse some Coburn players, sure.
Maybe I'll trick him. Maybe I'll run him with a bottle of water and it'll be filled with vodka. And I'll go, gotcha. No, it's 39 degrees.
I've done that to a Chemic player before in the change room after a game. So, do you want some water? And he was like, yeah, sure. And it was vodka. It was very funny.
Very nice.
But I digress.
Big games to the juniors this week as well. Oh, I did mention the year 10-11s last week, under 17s. First win for the junior club this season. South Perth 4 for
2. Huge win. So and all the boys really getting up and about for that one.
Under 17s undefeated in 2023. And this week we're taking the trek. We're grabbing the team bus. We're heading to Gwynne Park.
Oh, Gwynne Park.
A big trip.
I think I'll be down there for that game. You will be. I'll go down and help out the boys. Maybe have a shtick.
Maybe, yeah. Why not?
They need an extra player.
Year 5s, the under-11s are at Mills 2 on Saturday morning.
Also, boys, get down for that. A few 6th graders and Fs, come down, support the lads. I like to go down there when they're at Mills 2. Just have a coffee. Thompson's always down there walking laps. It's quite a nice way to start your morning. Good weather. Really good weather.
I can tell you, mate, Rocco... He's a big Nimesh fan. If Nimesh comes down, he'll be very excited.
Nimesh Thirumangala.
Yeah, big Nimesh fan.
Yeah, I've heard he bases himself a lot off Nimesh.
He does.
Yeah,
he does.
Watches Frogbox on the weekend, watches it religiously.
Yeah, he does. Yep. Cool. Well, Chook, what this gives us an opportunity to do is now jump into one of our favourite segments, the name game, and we've got a new little opener we've put together for it.
Oh, it's here. Whoa, yeah.
I don't think that played properly. Let's play it again.
Yep. Name game, whoa, yeah.
Very good.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, a bit different, bit funky.
That's cool. I like it.
Yeah,
lovely voice.
Oh, was it? Okay, now, cool. Who wants to go first here? How do we want to do this? Because what we're doing, by the way, we should probably tell people, in terms of the name game, we're playing it again. And today we're, obviously because me and Sean are here, we're not guests, we're co-hosts. We're mm-hmm. going to name game each other. Mm. So it's going to be a double name game, bit of fun.
Yes.
Who wants to go first? Or do we want to toss a coin? What do we want to do?
Do you want to guess first?
Sure.
All right. I'm just trying to... I'm just trying to find the exact game.
Oh, didn't save your game, mate.
No, I did. I'm just trying to find it because I thought this would be easier, but it's obviously not. Oh, I found it here.
Okay.
Because there was only six teams this year. It was the One Day D's year. Oh, shit. You remember that year? 2016-17.
Oh, great.
And you guys were playing South Bertram Districts.
Okay.
Where you beat them by 42 runs. The final score was 115-73. It might be tricky because realizing it now, you play 19 rounds and only six teams, so you play everyone.
We played them like four times. Yeah.
This was at Mills Park One,
and we beat them.
Yeah, you beat them.
Look, I remember most times we played South Bertram. I could probably tell you the tale of all the games we played them. Probably not this one. The other three,
oh,
I could
dear.
Probably tell you
more. Oh dear!
I don't remember this one.
Mm. Well, I'm actually going to get you to guess the South Bertram District team first.
Did I do anything in this game, first of all? I doubt I would have bowled.
You opened the batting, and you didn't bowl.
Do not recall this game at all. I'm going to struggle here.
Well, if you just think of...
Yeah, I'll be able to get a few. I won't be able to get the 11. Right. Myself.
Yep.
Burnsy.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
It was around 15, if that helps.
No, not at all.
Hmm.
Probably the last time we played them.
Hmm.
If you gave me bloody South Bertram at South Bertram, I'd be having a good time right now.
So I assumed this might have been the game where they all parked themselves up around the boundary.
No, no.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Maybe just think about, did you have a pretty similar team all year that year?
Oh, it changed a bit. Mick Kay.
Yep. That's three.
I'll get a few, but oh, God.
Hmm. You're talking this
Don
up a
Jagadoge.
Lot before the game.
Is he not there?
He is not there.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So
I don't like this game.
Mate,
anymore.
You got the time to save the team.
Nah.
Matthew Harrison.
No, I'll keep guessing.
Oh, yeah, if you want to. Well, you got one wrong.
Jim August?
Yep.
That bloke bounced out and in when he felt like it.
Mm-hmm. What do you got, four? Yeah, four.
Yeah, four, but only three correct.
Mm-hmm. No, you got four correct.
Oh, who are the four I've got?
Burnsy,
August, me,
Nick
Orie,
Kay,
and
Burnsy,
Mick Kay. Yeah, okay. Jim Bryant had a knee injury, so he wouldn't have been playing. John O'Vanderham.
Yep.
See, now, another guy like John Saff, always in and out. Did he play that game? I'll have a stab at John Saff.
Yep, he did.
See, another one as well. Rob Ball. Did he play that game?
He did play that game.
Okay.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4 left.
In terms of our batting.
Do you get remember who opened the batting with you that year? Did you open the batting a lot?
No. Oh, I always liked the... I was padded up at the start of games, and if there was a collapse, I'll send... Oh, Sheep. Did Sheep play?
No.
Really?
No.
Played in the grand final.
He had a different opening.
Oh, Darbs.
Yeah, Darbs. You got three left.
Yeah, I don't even remember this.
One
game
made
at all.
A duck in the middle order, and the last two batted 10, 11, and 11.
You might as well just tell me who it is.
Jag Lockyer.
Oh, really? Jesus, he didn't play many games that year either.
Connor McDermott.
Yeah, okay, he played in the grand final.
And Murray Williams.
Murray got dropped late in the year, so I don't know if he was around there. Yeah, I have no. I could tell you about the three other South Bertram games. I cannot recall that one at whatsoever.
How'd Murray do that year? Murray took...
He came second in the wickets.
Murray took 15 wickets at 23 that year. Not bad.
I can tell you he was going to win the wickets for that grade, and then they dropped him last game, and then the last wicket of the normal season, bold Mick Kay caught Arrowsmith for Mick Kay to take the lead.
Mick Kay, actually, I'm surprised he didn't win by that much, because he took six this day.
Oh, really? Yeah, right.
Yeah, 6 for 14 off 8. The scorecard was Kemmick beat 115, South Bertrand Bottas for 73.
Yeah.
Here's that my recollection.
That would have been the biggest, the game that with the biggest margin. Every other one was very, very close.
Yeah,
that's why when you said it,
I was looking at the other ones leading up to the game and I went, oh.
That's why when you said it, I was like, I don't even remember.
Where'd they finish that game? Last.
I don't know.
That was a pretty tight ladder for a 16 comp.
The first time we played them, we had them in trouble, like six or seven down for not many, and then they scraped together and won the game. And then the next time we played them at South Bertram, and we made 170-odd, and they probably fell three or four runs short.
Where is South Bertram?
It's sort of near Kwinana.
Right.
Yeah.
I literally just never heard of it.
Neither did I till that happened.
Where the fuck's Bertram?
That was the day they put all their fielders around the boundary, and I got chased to the boundary by their square leg umpire.
Yeah, that's because you cheated.
Yeah, fielded the ball meter inside the rope. The ball was stationary, mind you, as well. And then the last time we played them, Stephen Kemp got dropped down to the one day D's from one day A's.
Oh.
Took the gloves and opened the bowling. Got a stumping off me. The guy who chased me to the boundary had him stumped. Didn't get given out. He then got a stumping off Donnie. Didn't get given out. He went on to make 130.
Oh.
They made 220. We were 7 for 30, and we fell, I think, 13 runs short. Kempy and Augie put on a real big partnership, and then Augie started going ballistic at the end. He put on a 50-run partnership with Hurricane. I think Hurricane made one of them. And just Hurricane was just running up and down. But good effort.
Hurricane.
Anyway, let's do yours. Now I feel like I've made yours very, very, very gettable.
All right, let's go.
I think you'll get a lot of these. This game was a few years back now, in the year that we shared a premiership with Willerton. It was in the one-day season of the 2019-20 season.
Mm-hmm.
It was against Armidale at Gwynne Park.
Oh, Gwynne Park. Oh, Gwynne Park.
Mm.
I remember Armidale at home.
You should remember. Nah, you'll
what was the scorecard?
You'll remember this. We bowled out Armidale for 67. Sean Ingram opened the batting, made 30, threw away a half century in a cow paddock where the field was very slow.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a stab at trying to put these names together?
Okay. Myself?
One.
I opened with Liam Gardner.
Correct.
Two. What did we make?
As a team or?
Yeah.
144.
Batting out with 35.
Yeah, three for 144.
So we bowled first? Right. Yeah, I'm trying to think if it was the right game. All right, yeah. Ian Archibald.
Correct.
Matthew Arrowsmith.
Correct.
Sean Collingwood.
Correct.
How many is that? Five?
Five.
Hayden Arducci.
Correct.
Okay. I remember this day, I dropped like a pretty bad catch, I just didn't see it, and just like really copped it, especially from Gooch that whole day, which is quite common back in the seas. How many is that? Six?
Six.
Now, was Kemp with us at that point in the year? I'm going to leave him, but I'm going to say someone. Was he? He would have been opening, though. No, I played the year after. I was going to say Liam McGarrigle. I'm not, but that was. He's not playing, is he? He was the year after. You can't say. That was definitely the year after.
Okay.
It was. I'm going to leave that one then as well. Okay.
Okay.
This was the year. Can I ask what round it was?
Round 17.
How many? We got six?
Six.
Trying to think who else. Who would be bowling then? Who have I got so far?
You've got Liam Gardner, Matt Arrowsmith, Sean Ingram, Sean Collingwood, Ian Archibald, and Hayden Arducci.
There's so many guys that a few guys were in and out that year. I'm going to guess Spud.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
Seven.
I feel like when everyone plays, they can picture certain moments from the game where they remember players, and that's what I've gotten so far. I'm picturing these players. I'm trying to remember that 1920. Then it was 21-22, 22-23. So this is the COVID year.
The year we won the flag.
1920, then 20, 21, 22. This was 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm getting mixed up with, because the next year we had Liam and Ben join, so I'm going to rule them out. So I've got 7 so far.
Yes.
Stephen Kemp.
Correct.
Oh, because I don't remember. I didn't remember. Didn't remember him keeping that game. So that's 8.
8.
So close.
You're 3 away.
That's big. It's big. I'm trying to think who else played that year. I remember there were guys like Coxie, but I don't think he played this one. But he's definitely at the back of my mind. Especially because I open the batting. I don't want to. There's a lot of bats in there who could have opened above me. So. 8. I'm trying to think. What about more bowlers? Who took wickets that day? I reckon you took 4. Is that right?
I'd have to go back and look. I'll have a look, but I did play.
You did play? You can't tell me how many you took.
I can look. I'm not on the game. Oh, okay. I screenshotted
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Ian took a few that day, I reckon. Maybe Sheep did. Because we played Gwynne Park the following year, I think, with like, and Ben Howard had really bad sunburn that day. And I keep thinking of that game.
No, I actually, now that I've looked at the bowling card, I remember this game vividly.
Took a few that day?
No.
Okay.
I'd barely had to bowl a bowl too.
It must have, that must have been the year after then.
The year after, you're right, I took 4 from.
Yeah. Armadale. Yeah, really sure. How many got 8?
You've got 8.
Don't leave the fans too long, and we do have to get the ECT. Mitch Cox.
You're locking that in?
Yeah, I'm locking it in.
Well done, that's incorrect.
Oh, no. Oh, I went too quickly. I went too quickly, Matt.
Do you want to know the other 3? You're gonna kick yourself.
I will kick myself. I just got blanks. 8 out of 11.
It's so much harder when you're doing it. Yeah. You're like, I'll be able to do that. And then you're suddenly like, oh, I'm fucked. The other 3, Michael Curnow.
Yeah, he played that year.
Dalton King.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And this one, you'll kick yourself the most. Colin Smith.
Oh,
this day, Sean Collingwood and Curnow cleaned up early. They took 6 between them.
Yes, I remember that now. I remember that now, yeah.
You took 1 for 5 or 4.1.
Unders.
I think it was 4 and the scorecard's probably just cooked.
Yeah, yeah. Would have been.
But, yeah, we won that game. I think that was the sort of the resurgence to form after we had a bit of a wobbly patch there.
Yeah, because was it Dinny who got 0?
Who?
Was it Dinny who guessed 0? Like, didn't even guess himself?
Oh, no, he would have got himself, so 1.
No, there was someone who came on here, and I think it was Dinny. Maybe it was Raj, and they just, like, said something straight away, and you guys were just like, nah, he didn't play. He got 0.
Can't, yeah, maybe. I can't remember, to be honest with you.
Listen, I was confident with any game. I thought that last game I got on the podcast was going to be the hardest one I ever got. And I did well that one, so that's right. We move on. It is really hard. Unless you really remember a game, it's really hard.
It is, I agree.
But honestly, I thought some of those sixth graders, they've literally played a season in a bit. And they played with most of their mates. I really thought they could have done a bit better.
True. Well, this is where we say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a pleasure as always, Sean. Probably got a bit of time. We could probably drop in at Dome before we head to ECT.
Yeah, dropping at Dome. They have good dinners on there, good hot chips. Maybe a steak sandwich.
They do have good hot chips.
And I reckon also maybe before the one-day final on Sunday, everyone get down to the Dome. We'll book a few tables, 10 a.m., flat whites on Kempy. We'll head to Dome.
Kempy does love a good Dome.
He does love Dome. He constantly says how he loves it. Great coffees. He loves a large latte with extra milk and caramel syrup, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but sometimes he just likes to ask for the litre of milk.
Really?
Yeah, he just likes to get the litre of milk and a bit of chocolate sauce on it.
Really?
Yeah.
So yeah. Like a milkshake?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, because he loves a good Dome coffee, so he gets that. Yeah,
yeah, nice. Mm. Well, it's been a pleasure, and we'll see you at Dome.